And now this is a dictation for April, A-P-R-I-L, friend, F-R-I-E-N-D, April 26, 1984, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 875-5023. Dear Dr. Stack, a follow-up for April with a renal transplant from mother 20 years ago, underlying vesico-ureteral reflux, last visit in February, no hospital visits, denies urinary tract infection, kidney tenderness, fever, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, some sinus problems, inadvertently took some ibuprofen and decongestants with that, already discontinued, only exposed for a few days, has menstrual periods with menstrual losses causing iron deficiency, other review system is negative, medication list review, notice for transplant, the TACRO, T-A-C-R-O, and the CellCept, chronically low phosphorus on replacement, on vitamin D-125 replacement, on iron replacement, for a few days was not taking it, low sartan, recent exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, discontinue. Next paragraph, tracing weight to 38, blood pressure 128-90 by nurse at home in the 110s, 120s, over 70s and 80s. This very well could be from the anti-inflammatory exposure. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no kidney transplant tenderness, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries August, TACRO 5.1, which is therapeutic. Recent treatment for UTI with Keflex, creatinine above baseline, which is 1416, presently 179. Low ferritin 48 with saturation 15%. Normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, and low sodium. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. Recent high white blood cell from UTI and anemia 9.4 with a normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, renal transplant from mother 20 years ago, chronic kidney disease, an acute change likely from exposure to anti-inflammatory agents and probably UTI, presently no evidence for pyelonephritis or sepsis, repeat chemistries, continue high-risk medications, history of vesico-ureteral reflux, continue iron replacement, replacement of phosphorus, management of secondary hyperparathyroidism, iron deficiency anemia, restart iron replacement no more than once a day, all issues discussed with the patient, we'll see what the new chemistry shows, end of dictation.